Mr. Chairperson, Japan continues to support furthering discussions on the general characteristics of weapon systems based on emerging technologies at the CCW. Indeed, Japan deems the CCW to be the most appropriate framework for dealing with the issue of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems within the context of the objectives and purposes of the Convention, which seeks to strike a balance between consideration of military necessity and of humanity. Weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws should enable commanders and operators to comply with international humanitarian law by avoiding unintended attacks and minimizing harm on civilians and civilian objects. Within the human-machine interaction during the development, deployment and use of emerging technologies in the area of laws, it is most important to ensure that the commanders and operators are fully aware of and sufficiently trained in the relevant technologies and international humanitarian law, so that the appropriate use of weapon systems is ensured. At the same time, we should correctly understand the consequences, advantages, and disadvantages of military use of emerging technologies. It is states or individuals who bear the responsibility for compliance with international humanitarian law, not machines. Humans cannot escape the responsibility for decision making regarding autonomous weapon systems. We are afraid that premature value judgments on the expected effects of using autonomous weapon systems can unduly reduce human accountability for the consequences of using such technology. Japan believes that lethality is an important specification for the weapon system and a discussion of this group, because the debate surrounding laws originated from the issue of ethical value judgment as to whether it is acceptable or not to delegate life or death decisions to machines. The concepts of unpredictability and reliability are also vital within our discussions, and their content should be discussed in depth. Noting that the concepts include subjective aspects. As for gender or social biases, there is a certain amount of discussion have already developed with respect to facial recognition and natural language processing using machine learning in the civil sphere. In the field of laws, it is necessary to clarify the nature of problems posed by such biases in order to deepen the discussion. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.